This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate. This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate. This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're welcome to another edition of A Date with Asma. And guess who I'm having a date with on the program today? It's no other than Dr. Sheikh Abdul Fattah Adeyemi. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Thank you very much for coming, sir.
You're most welcome.
Yes, can you please tell us more about you so the viewers can get to know you better?
Yes, I'm Abdul Fattah Adeyemi. I'm a marriage counselor and I'm also a life coach. And I also do a lot of youth motivations and conflict resolutions between couples to foster peace, love and mercy between the couples so that we have what we refer to as happy married life as much as possible. Thank you very much.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Jazakumullah khairan for coming, sir.
You're most welcome.
Indeed. Okay, so before we continue on the program, let's quickly watch the subject of discussion for today. We'll be right back.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullah. Assalamu
alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I'm here to pay my husband his last respect.
Your husband?
Yes, sir, my husband.
What's going on here? Who are you? And what sort of a blackmail is this? How dare you refer to my husband as your husband? Abdul Ghani had only one wife during his lifetime, and obviously that is me. So, what's all this you are saying? I don't get it.
No, madam. He had another, and that's me. In fact, I even bore him a child. And here she is.
She's right. My brother fathered this child, and I'm aware.
You are aware?
Yes, this lovely child.
Abdul Ghani. Subhanallah, astaghfirullah. Oh my goodness.
Welcome back, viewers. What a cruel world.
Cruel world indeed. Cruel world indeed.
Yes, Sheikh, what do you have to say to this? Because look at what just happened to this woman, that poor woman. Someone who has spent all her life loving her husband, loyal and all of that. And all of a sudden, at her husband's funeral, has another wife. Why must he do that? What's the need for another wife?
You see, Asma, it's very easy to just see something like this and make a conclusion about what has just happened. What we must not forget is that, you know, you can't tell somebody's stories when you don't know their tales. You don't know what has happened between them and what it has been. If you see cruelty, you may say that the other wife, that is the main wife, is the one that is feeling betrayed. But to the woman that just showed up, who I believe perhaps she had been married earlier on, to her it's an answer to her prayer that she eventually got married and she also has lovely children for the man. So we should not forget that if the man was a Muslim, it was permitted for him to marry more than one wife. And who knows, maybe that's actually his wife also.
Okay, well, but, I mean, looking at that scenario, it seems more like the man had committed zina. Because he's not even married to this lady. No, no, she no. appeared from nowhere. The wife is not even aware about this marriage.
Like, we never can call Zina like that because we were not there. We don't know whether the man actually married her in the first place. To say that the first wife didn't know about it is not a conclusion that the man did not actually marry that second wife. And because he has been permitted to go ahead with such a marriage, we don't know whether they actually married or not.
That can actually lead us into the conversation of the day.
You see, the Quran has explained this, especially to Muslims, and the provision for polygyny, it's not a divine compulsion. Almighty Allah did not make it compulsory for everyone that they must marry another wife. It depends on so many reasons and so many factors, just like we have in the glorious Quran. Allah says in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 3, Allah says, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, fankihu ma taba lakum minan nisa'i mathna wa thulatha wa ruba'a, fa in khiftum an la ta'dilu fa wahidatan aw ma malakat aymanukum." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that for men, and when we say men now, we are talking about real men, not just male, for men. Marry those that appeal to you amongst women. Marry two or three or four. But if you see that you cannot be just and equitable between them, then marry only one.
Okay, talking about just.
Okay, yes, you see, there's a clause there.
Yes, that's what I mean. It's also said in the Quran, Allah says we cannot be just as human.
According to the verse of the Quran concerning the matter of justice, the Quran says, "Wala tastati'u an ta'dilu bayna an-nisa'i walau harastum." You can never be just between women. No matter how much you try, you can't maintain justice. And so many people get it wrong by thinking that Allah wants us to be just, no matter how much you try.
Yeah.
It's not only amongst women. If you have more than one children, you know, you can't be 100% just between them. But Allah wants us to have what is called equitability. That is, you give unto each one what they deserve based on their preferences and their circumstances. You see that it's not that God is asking for something that is absolutely impossible for somebody to do. For example, you can never love women exactly the same way. Well, we have many other ways of gauging and judging and measuring things, but there's nothing like loveometer in Islam, where you say you want to see, okay, what percentage of love goes to this and goes to that. By nature, men have the capacity to love more than one woman at the same time, and this love will still be deep and heartfelt for men who are able to do it. Now, you see, it's sounding so transcendental. It's sounding something outside this universe.
Yes.
The truth of the matter is men are not the same. There are those who can do it and who should do it, and there are those who can do it, but they don't have to do it because of other factors that surrounds them. And for those who can do it and they are in the circumstance that they should do it, Islam encourages them to go ahead and do it with the terms and conditions that apply. And part of it is for a man to be equitable amongst the women and fear Almighty God in everything that you do. So Islam is not condoning immorality. Islam is not bringing something that's entirely new to humanity, because culturally, there are some cultures that permit it and that condones it, that even encourages it. And there are some cultures that do not like it at all. And also there are some individuals who would rather do it than not do it. But for those who cannot do it, Allah says, "Wa in khiftum." If you fear that you cannot maintain that justice, that is number one condition. So many reasons can come up that will make a polygyny or a polygynous setup to come to be. For example, it may be that the woman in the house herself prefers it, you know, by virtue of her profession, or by some physiological, you know, incapability, or because she's not able to meet up with the wifey or motherly role and responsibility. She may also have some ailments, she may have some disease, she may have some incapacity. She may also have, maybe could be mental also. Islam wouldn't want any woman to be left out in the cold. Islam wants such women to be married and if the husband, rather than chase her out of the marriage, the man should marry another woman and it should be equitable between them. Now, you see, it can be the preference of the man, can also be the preference of the woman. Incidentally, the Islamic principle supports women some more. That is why polygyny is in order. You ask me how. It is like this. You see, a woman can marry any man she wants, so long as the man has not got more than four wives. But a man cannot marry just any woman, especially if that woman is already married. But it's not an imposition that everybody must do it.
It's not an imposition.
It's not imposed.
That everybody must do it.
It's not imposed.
I love that.
But part. That doesn't mean that those who can do it, a woman may particularly love a man. And if this man is already married, rather than for them to engage in something that's immoral, Islam permits that if the man truly loves her, then he can marry her. As for the woman in the house, it is today that we know, we don't know what happens tomorrow. Men die. When the woman in the house becomes a widow, for instance, she also has to marry somebody else and move on with her life. A woman that is used to having a husband, having somebody to love her, having somebody to care for her, suddenly the husband dies and she now is left alone to look after the children by herself.
Okay, but is it not that women are created from the rib cage of men?
Unless if your name is Adam, and unless if you are the Adam, the father of humanity, it's only Adam and Hawa that story fits. It is from Adam that God created Hawa, the wife, from one of the rib cages. It's not that all men, including Muslim and Musbahu and Abdulhamid, all of them now think they are all Adams. Allah didn't remove your wife from your side. You see, what makes people to think that way is we have this concept of soulmate. Everybody believes that, okay, this is my soulmate, this is my one and only, this is the only one for me. And you know those things we say, you know, when we want to express love to one another. The truth of the matter is, it's only Almighty God that is soulmate. Every other person you marry, they are all human beings. Human beings with flaws, human beings with faults, human beings with imperfection. Anything can happen tomorrow. You can't say because the person is your soulmate, if the marriage is not good, then you continue to stay. There are instances where even the Sharia permits divorce. There are instances where people marry out of ignorance. They marry out of naivety. They marry out of being deceived. They have been through some deception. As a result of that, if it happens tomorrow that such a woman now finds a true calling in life, finds the true meaning of her life in life, and it happens that that marriage is not working again, she's free to marry somebody else, even if the person is already married. In other words, Islam brings that freedom not to cage people into marriages that possibly is not working, or marriages that are abusive, and so on and so forth. So we shouldn't look at polygyny only from the side of the women. We should also look at it from the side of the men, too. There are some men who have the need for a wife that can, you know, be part of their lives in one aspect or the other, in one form or the other. And these men also have the right and they have the freedom if they can marry somebody else, if they can be equitable amongst the women. That's the clause, the term and condition now. That's yes, if they can try their best to do it, then they should go ahead and do it. And above all, polygamy is not a kid's stuff, it's not for children. It's not for people who are not matured. It's not for people who cannot control their emotions. It's not for men who are not able to be equitable amongst people. It's not for men who are weaklings and are subject to being directed by other forces around them. It is for real men we are talking about. And for those who can do it, Islam has only said, yes, you are permitted to do it. But it is not that it is imposed that you must do it.
Alhamdulillah. I'm more enlightened about this topic. It's a big deal with us sisters, especially Muslim sisters. I find it very difficult to digest this fact, you know, because we're talking of emotions, we're talking of commitment. We're talking of a lot of energy in a relationship, Eshe. But alhamdulillah, I hope you have picked one or two messages from today's topic, and I hope they're beneficial to you.